Good day, Crime Talk aficionados. My name is Scott Reich, and this is Crime Talk, the most fact-driven, unbiased, true crime channel. Let's get straight to the docket. First, Josh Duggar, rhymes with hugger, wants to delay his trial. Second, the gun-waving couple in St. Louis pleads guilty. Third, R. Kelly wants to keep a new attorney. Fourth, another Mom of the Year contestant. Fifth, prosecutors tell Judge Ghislaine Maxwell's allegations of sewer are BS. And finally, our dumb criminal contestant of the day. Let's talk about it. Good day, Crime Talk aficionados. This is Crime Talk, and my name is Scott Reich. Thanks for joining us. As you can tell, yes, we're still on the road. Next week, we'll be back in the Crime Talk studio. For those who haven't joined us this week, we are in beautiful Turks and Caicos, and this is as bad as the weather has got all week. It's been terrible. A little sunburned, but all okay. I will report back in greater detail next week. I will tell you, this place is amazing. It's called The Palms. And we've had two of the best. They call them butlers, but they're really like concierge, and they come with the room. So if you need anything like, oh, can I have some chairs set out on the beach? That's great. Oh, you need to run into town. Oh, you want Cuban cigars? They get it for you. Absolutely amazing. Eddie and Wilson, give you guys a shout out. You guys have been the best all week. All right. If you haven't done so already, please hit that subscribe button as well as the like button and hit that little bell so that you receive notifications of when we go live or put up new content.
Green Chef is a USDA certified organic company that makes eating well easy and affordable with plans to fit every lifestyle. Recipes include pre-made measured sauces, dressings, and spices so you can get more flavor in less time. Green Chef has made it easy for the lovely Miss Kristen and I to cook high quality meals on busy weeknights so we have more time to spend with Winnie. Green Chef offers dishes for a variety of lifestyles, including vegan, vegetarian, paleo, and keto. I go with the paleo since it's gluten-free. With Green Chef's wide variety of high-quality, clean ingredients, like their organic, non-GMO, sustainably sourced produce, you can feel great about what you're eating and how it got to your table. Go to greenchef.us/90crimetalk and use promo code 90crimetalk to get $90 off, including free shipping on your first box. That's right. Go to greenchef.us/90crimetalk and use code 90crimetalk for $90 off and free shipping on your first box.
Next on the docket, Josh Duggar wants to delay his trial. That's right. The TLC reality show star, I guess, has been reality show star, wants to delay his trial. And the reason for that is, as well, his attorney says that he's really busy. And second, the defense has now retained an independent computer forensic expert who must conduct a computer forensic examination to each of the devices at issue. The defense is saying that this is going to take a lot of time and it's going to have to take review of the government facility. Why? Because the images contain really gross stuff. As you may recall, at the detention hearing for Mr. Duggar, the agents described what he saw on Josh Duggar's computer as, quote, the top five worst of the worst files he has ever examined, end quote. Okay, I'm telling you, of all the cases I've done, these are the cases that are worst. I could eat my lunch looking at autopsy photos and not have an issue. The only time I ever felt nauseous looking at evidence was when I had to go review evidence in a case similar to this. It is nasty, nasty stuff. And unless the defense can come up with something to say that Mr. Duggar was not the one using the computer, did not manipulate to get around program software that his wife put on the computer to make sure that he wasn't looking at pornography and then just happened to have them file an indexed way, allegedly, people that collect this type of information do, and categorize it and in great detail, then he should go to trial. Otherwise, this is not the kind of thing you want a jury to see. Yes, people that do this kind of work for a living sometimes become very numb to it, but at the end of the day, it's not something jurors want to take a look at. Next on the docket, remember those gun-wielding couple out of St. Louis when there was a lot of turmoil regarding the death of George Floyd? People were marching around, and Mark and Patricia McCloskey owned a very big grand house in an area of St. Louis. They felt threatened. They went outside. One had an assault weapon with them. Patricia had the handgun. Well, they were both charged with felonies. The governor got involved and said, hey, I'll pardon you, whatever happens in this particular case, because I think this is politically motivated. Well, Mark McCloskey yesterday pled guilty to a fourth degree assault. It's a Class C misdemeanor, and he'll pay a $750 fine after pleading guilty. Patricia McCloskey must pay a $2,000 fine after pleading guilty to second degree harassment. Now, Mark McCloskey could face up to 15 days in jail. Patricia could have spent a year behind bars, but neither will face jail time under this disposition. Now, Mark McCloskey didn't have a whole lot of remorse, basically saying, hey, this is what I did. It was my intent to put somebody in fear, and I would do it again. Not the kind of acceptance of responsibility the court really looks for, but then again, you have to understand, nobody wanted this case to go forward. Obviously, the prosecutor wanted a felony because that's what they originally charged. The McCloskeys wanted the case to go away. Everyone, it's come what they say, it must be a good deal if both sides go away unhappy. The McCloskeys have a misdemeanor. They're both attorneys. It could affect their law license. And the prosecutor, the special prosecutor in this case, didn't get a felony that he was looking for. It's kind of a draw. Everybody goes home. Next on the docket, R. Kelly wants to have a new member of his legal team stay on. Now, as we've all talked about in the past, R. Kelly, he is accused of leading an enterprise made up of his managers, bodyguards, and other employees who helped recruit women and girls so that he could be with them. Prosecutors say that this group selected victims at concerts and other venues and arranged for them to travel to see Kelly. Sound familiar? Is that all that rich and famous people do? I don't get it. Well, needless to say, R. Kelly wants to have a new attorney join his legal team. The new attorney's name is Nicole Blank Becker. And there's been a little bit of a delay for her to come on the case because there was an issue regarding whether she had given legal advice to Azriel Clary. Now, who's Azriel Clary? That's one of R. Kelly's girlfriends. She's also listed as Jane Doe number 5 in the indictment against R. Kelly. The issue becomes whether Clary, who once lived with Kelly, and another woman by the name of Jocelyn Savage, who was a vocal supporter. After their breakup, they all agreed to cooperate with the government and expected to testify at trial. So the issue is whether the attorney, Becker, has ever given advice to these other lead women and thought that they were being represented by Ms. Becker as the attorney. Ms. Becker states that she's absolutely certain that is not the case, that she only represented Mr. Kelly, and she let them know very clearly that she is not their attorney, she is R. Kelly's attorney. This issue comes up quite a bit when you get wives and girlfriends that want to come to the office. You have to ask them to step outside and let them know that I am only the defendant's client, not yours. I can't give you legal advice. More than likely, Ms. Becker is going to stay on the case, but the judge wants to hear from her personally and make sure everything is on the up and up. Why? Because if R. Kelly loses, one of the first things he may claim is, hey, you represented my former girlfriend, and guess what? I think you liked her more. You didn't go at her as hard as I wish you would. I want a new trial. That's what the judge wants to make sure about, and probably question R. Kelly and make sure he's absolutely certain with this waiver of a potential conflict. Next on the docket, another contestant for the Mother of the Year Award. Now, of course, I'm being facetious when I say that, but Michaela Bennett is charged with first-degree murder, felony child abuse, inflicting physical injury, and felony concealing a death. Bennett also has 3 pending misdemeanor charges of child abuse going back to February of 2020. Now, according to the affidavit for the arrest warrant, the mother of a four-year-old girl whose remains were found at a North Carolina home last month forced her 13-year-old daughter to help her bury her sister in the backyard. The body of Mijelic, also known as Jelly Young, was buried outside her mother's home in Charlotte. The warrant accuses Majelic's mother of forcing her to stand in the laundry room for 3 days as punishment for soiling her pants. She eventually became too weak to stand, fell out the back door, and hit her head. The 13-year-old sister gave that version to the police. The girl told the police that Bennett performed CPR on the child, but she died. That's right. Another Mother of the Year award. You know, you need a license to drive a car, drive a boat, do just about anything, but anybody can be a parent, and it's somewhat of a shame sometimes. Next on the docket, we brought you the story the other day that Ghislaine Maxwell wants out of custody because she says that there is raw sewage leaking into her cell. Well, the prosecutors responded to that because we wanted to bring both sides of that story and the argument. And, well, the prosecutors say that is BS. In fact, they say that Ghislaine Maxwell is treated similarly, if not better, than other inmates. And certainly she's not having human waste dripping down into her cell. So I think Ghislaine Maxwell needs to focus more on presenting a defense versus more ways of trying to get out of custody. It's simply not happening. Face the reality of it, that either A, you're going to go to trial, B, you're going to cut a deal for hopefully less time for your sake. Or finally, I guess there's always the last alternative. Didn't work out too well for that guy named Jeff. We'll just have to wait and see. And finally, our dumb criminal contestant of the day. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, you can't make this stuff up, but in this particular case, it's a sad story in the end. A California construction worker was allegedly drunk, high, and being pleasured orally when police claim he backed his pickup truck into a group of three patrons sitting outside a bar in San Jose, California, killing one. Diana Prieto Chacon, 35, died in the wreck, and two men she was sitting with outside of Agave Sports Bar and Grill suffered serious leg injuries during the Friday night mayhem. The driver of the truck, Alex Moreno, and our dumb criminal contestant, was charged with gross vehicular manslaughter and driving under the influence, causing injury. According to police reports, during the sex act, the truck started barreling at up to 45 miles per hour before crashing into three victims, pinning them all up against the wall. Security guards had to jump into action. One hopped into the vehicle to free the victims. They also held Moreno until the police arrived. Sad story, but at the same time, you just can't make this stuff up. And he got Mr. Moreno to be our dumb criminal contestant of the day. Now let's do a quick recap of our dumb criminal contestants throughout the week. Monday, we had Randy Beeler. He was sentenced to 120 days in jail and 7 years for probation for trading McDonald's in exchange for, well, oral sex from a female inmate. Ruined his entire career for that. Tuesday, a Florida woman heard her girlfriend talking about her ex in her sleep, whereupon she assaulted her. Wednesday, Gilbert Contres of Brentwood, Long Island, New York, was taken into custody by Suffolk County police after being stopped for failing to signal a turn. When the officers ran his license, they found out he was suspended 99 times. Now, Thursday, we had a duo, Messiah Harris-Smith, facing a felony aggravated battery charge in connection to an argument over some chicken where he threw a knife at his brother, lodging it in his leg. Additionally, we had Jennifer Booth, 43, threw a paper plate full of chicken at her partner when they were having a discussion. Not exactly sure why people always want to use the food and why terrible things happen during being pleasured. We just don't know, but it seems to always pop up. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's all we have for you today. Please take a look at our sponsor and check them out. We appreciate you doing that. Thanks for watching. We'll see you next time on Crime Talk, and we'll be back in the studio next week. Have a wonderful day.